1620 94.5 WTAW, following comments coming from the January 10th, 2022 meeting of the Bryan ISD School Board. Bryan ISD School Board members expressing no opposition to adding another $2 million of new construction at recently acquired land on Leonard Road west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Formal action will be considered next Tuesday, January 18th, to move BISD's warehouse and food service operations to what will be the new home of the district's transportation and maintenance complex. BISD's facilities director Paul Buckner says the consolidation would save the district 8,000 square feet of space.
So we are able to build them with a more efficient space, more efficient layout that's geared towards warehouse, towards what school nutrition needs, towards what custodial is needing now, and records and print shop and everything.
Board member David Stasny says moving the district's central distribution center and annex from along the freeway would free up that land for a future sale.
I don't care how hard it is to get land. If you're not likely to need it, and getting that back on the tax rolls and getting that money in to perhaps pay off some of the bonds early and so on would, in my mind, be a real plus.
The only difference of opinion was whether to have a second set of loading docks to handle bulk food deliveries. Stasny wanted food unloading closer to freezers and coolers.
Then it would be independent, wouldn't be going all that distance, and it could be probably a pretty simple dock because you wouldn't necessarily need a big operation there.
Fran Duane did not see an issue of moving unloaded food 100 to 150 yards.
I like having it very clear, very consolidated, a good turnaround place for the big trucks to come in, and that way you only have to staff the one door. Even the refrigerator section doesn't bother me because it's connected to the other climate controlled. If we move it, we're then going to HVAC all the way across dead space to get to a high central cooling point on the other, and the farther that air travels, the more pressure we're going to have to get cold air into those spaces.
Tuesday's vote is to approve schematic designs. Multiple other steps have to be taken before construction would start this August on land BISD purchased from Blinn College. Funding for what would become a nearly $35 million project comes from the bond issue approved by BISD voters in November 2020.